1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the July 17th, 2023 Bryan ISD School Board meeting. Board members and administrators not happy with the governor over the absence of increasing teacher pay. Assistant Superintendent Kevin Besaw says Governor Abbott's holding the legislature hostage until Abbott gets state money for private schools.
And I don't know if the other side of the legislature, if the House will cave on that and agree to that or not. Or if someone will give. It's like a game of chicken right now. I mean, who's going to blink first?
Bryan ISD teachers in a position for a one-time payment of $6,000 until it was removed by state lawmakers. Board President Julie Harlan says the governor has not declared another special session to address teacher pay.
I think it boils down to we need to ask our governor, when is he going to make this a topic for a special session?
Earlier this year, Bryan ISD school board members decided to spend federal pandemic money to give teachers a stipend for next year based on 5% of their pay. The reaction from BISD Superintendent Ginger Carabine regarding inaction by state lawmakers regarding teacher pay.
We are imploring the legislators to do something, to dedicate a funding source dedicated to compensation so that we could do something on top of this.
The superintendent also telling the board they're looking at spending around $2.5 million from the district savings account for a 2% pay raise.
Everything that I've read and I've talked to countless superintendents, we're literally left holding the bag because the governor's not put it in a session.
During the same meeting, BISD leaders remain opposed to changes being made by the governor's top public school administrator. School districts will not know the results of last year's tests until after the start of the new school year. Members are told for the fourth time since last November that applying the state's new grading system to what happened 2 years ago would have given Bryan ISD a C grade instead of a B. Superintendent Ginger Carabine responding to the commissioner of the Texas Education Agency, telling school boards that it's taken 5 years to develop the new accountability system.
What we didn't anticipate 5 years ago was a global pandemic. So this is really disheartening for every public school in the state of Texas because we're going through these massive changes and on the heels of the global pandemic where we literally closed our school buildings.
Board President Julie Harlan pointing out the TEA commissioner called on Texas to be a leader in public schools.
My response to that is, why don't you start with funding our schools as opposed to focusing on changing every part of an accountability system?
Dr. Harlan says it's frustrating to see students being conned in the middle of the state's latest changes in STAR and end-of-course exams.
Because when assessments change midstream, this impacts them from a high-stakes standpoint of graduate, don't graduate.
Board member David Stasny among those emphasizing it's the state that's causing lower student test scores and lower campus and district grades.
We really, really want every kid to do well. We are not making excuses. We just don't want the public to be misled about what is being said about us and possibly destroying the morale of some really, really fine teachers and staff.
Board members are told the new accountability system will result in school district grade scores statewide going down 8 to 12 points. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.